Can't Win Me Back. Chapter 1791. There was no way that they were going to miss out on such tantalizing news. So, everyone lifted their bottoms off the seat and reached out for the documents on the table. Cornelius alone remained seated, a statue amidst the flurry of activity. He displayed neither emotion nor took any action. The reason for that was that he had seen the diagnosis report countless times in private, all thanks to Zoe. If any one of you dares to move even an inch. Landon's roar shook the entire meeting room. His bloodshot eyes flared, a ferocious glint reflecting the raw anger simmering beneath the surface. These people were not just the corporation's board of directors. They were also his elders. After being shouted at, each of them lowered themselves onto their seats. They no longer dared to reach for the documents on the table. "What is it, Landon? Are you trying to avoid facing reality? Or are you afraid to accept reality?" Preston sneered slyly. He mocked him as best as he could. "Deep down, you are actually instinctively repelling the fact that your fiancé is a psycho, aren't you? Otherwise, why have you never brought your future wife to the corporation and introduced her to us? You've only been avoiding and keeping hers sheltered. You keep saying that you would marry no one else but her. However, in actual fact, you're also afraid that she'd embarrass you. Am I right?" In the end, Landon couldn't hold back any longer. The Harpers did not have as many family rules as the Becketts and the Schmidts did. He also wasn't a scion from a family with centuries of history. So, he wouldn't be like Jasper, who could restrain himself for the sake of revenge and the bigger picture. He only knew how to resort to his own brand of resolution. Without saying another word, Landon swept up a glass from the table and slammed it onto Preston's head. "Ouch! That hurts." Preston didn't flinch in time. His forehead took the blow and immediately started to swell. He looked extremely wretched with the water cascading down his face like a grotesque baptism. Nonetheless, before he could open his eyes, he heard loud gasps from around him. In the next moment, he felt his body sink and his back was slammed onto the floor. Right after that, a punch landed on his face and blood started gushing from his nose. He had never expected this. Despite being the president, Landon had the guts to ride on him like a donkey in front of Cornelius and the other board members. He started beating Preston up openly in front of everyone. Landon continued to swing punches at Preston's despicable face. He couldn't think about anything else other than Preston's humiliating words about Lauren. The other board members backed up slowly in fear. Nothing too surprising ever happened at the Harpers' board meetings. That being said, it was indeed eye-opening for everyone to witness someone being beaten up so brutally. Moreover, it was Landon who was beating his own uncle up. "Why are you all still taking your own sweet time?" Cornelius called out while glaring furiously. Only then did the bodyguards who were standing outside rush in. They did their best to pull Landon away from Preston. "You have no right to comment about my relationship, you son of a bitch." Every single word from Landon's mouth was full of anger and hate. He really wished that he could tear Preston apart. "Lauren is the most perfect woman in my eyes. I love her. Nothing anyone says will be able to change my intention to marry her. No one can try to stop me. No one will be able to stop me either." The muscles in Landon's arms were so tense that they were throbbing. He was trying to suppress his urge to leap forward and have another go at him. Preston was helped to his feet. He only managed to regain his balance after much effort. He spat his bloody saliva on the floor. He looked like he was still resentful and unwilling to admit defeat. At the same time, his heart was pounding hard. He stole a glance at Cornelius. However, Cornelius showed no reaction. He also didn't seem like he intended to side with anyone. With that, he knew that Cornelius was acquiescing. Preston decided that he had to make this show go on. Landon returned to his seat. He retrieved a clean handkerchief from his pocket to wipe off the blood on the back of his hands. Suddenly, he paused. His gaze stopped on the cute teddy bear design on the corner of his handkerchief. He was reminded of how Lauren had embroidered it with her own hands. He usually carried it with him, but he couldn't bear to use it. At this moment, he was certainly not going to use it to wipe the bastard's filthy blood. So, he put the handkerchief back into his pocket and used his sleeve to wipe off the blood on his hands carelessly. The rage in his eyes had also dissipated slightly. Cornelius frowned and asked, "Are you all right, Preston? Do you need to go to the hospital?" Chapter 1792. Preston coughed. I'm fine. The handkerchief that he was using to cover his nose had become bloody. It was obvious how ruthless Landon had been. The meeting resumed, albeit in an awkward situation. Just then, Cornelius picked up the documents on the table and started flipping through them casually. Under Landon's imperiousness, Cornelius was the only one who dared to make a move. "Is this a genuine report, Preston?" Cornelius asked with a look of disbelief on his face. Preston roared, his voice thick with indignation, "If it's not real, then I'll grovel at Landon's feet myself. It has the accredited testing organization stamp, for crying out loud. Get it verified if you don't believe me." Landon's scowl deepened into a thundercloud. His eyes flicked to Cornelius, skepticism etched on his face. Cornelius, in Landon's experience, wouldn't be this placid if he had just learned about this. Furthermore, this psychological analysis report was regarded as classified information within the Beckett family. It was inaccessible to outsiders, only Beckett family members could access it. Javier and Sophia were Lauren's parents. They should be the only ones who had this report. Now that Sophia was dead, Javier wouldn't resort to using Lauren's secret to prevent their marriage despite how opposed he was. Even if Javier didn't love Lauren, he was someone who couldn't stand being embarrassed. Thus, he would certainly never do such a thing. So, how in the world did Preston get this report? The Becketts will surely take strict precautions against something like this getting out. There's probably something suspicious about the origins of this report, isn't there? With a calm expression on his face, Cornelius tossed the document onto the table. "Could you have been tricked into taking this fake document out? You would be at a loss if this ends up being a joke." Preston flung his handkerchief onto the floor. He gritted his teeth and glared cunningly. "I have evidence to prove that Beckett lady is a crazy woman." Upon saying that, the big screen suddenly lit up. Everyone's attention was directed to the screen. Landon turned to look at the screen coldly. In an instant, he felt like the blood in his veins stopped flowing. It was as if his racing heart was being squeezed by a cruel pair of hands. His flesh was pained. On the screen, Lauren could be seen bawling and screaming uncontrollably. There was no one else in the room with her. Her piercing screams echoed throughout the meeting room. Everyone scrunched up their faces. They frowned as they watched the bizarreness of her going crazy. Lauren! Lauren! Landon screamed her name. His eyes had turned red. Despite his heartfelt cries, the thin screen kept this pair of lovers separated in two different worlds. What did I tell you, Mr. Cornelius? I didn't slander this woman at all, did I? She is a psycho indeed. Preston pointed at the screen as his eyes twinkled with excitement that his scheme had succeeded. No one triggered or provoked her. Look at her screaming her head off. Is that what a normal person would do? What else could it be other than the fact that she's sick? If a woman like this became the president's wife in the future, how is our family even able to hold our heads up high? Everyone shook their heads. Whatever it was, the woman in the video who had lost control did not look like a normal person. That's enough. Turn it off. It's too noisy. Cornelius furrowed his brows and a look of disdain flashed across his eyes. Preston. Where are you keeping my wife captive? Landon's gaze was full of viciousness. He looked as if he was about to cry tears of blood. Captive? That's too strong a word, I'm afraid. Preston crossed his legs relaxedly. He put on a smug smile on his swollen face. It's your big day today. I know that you will be looking forward to seeing her and sharing your joy with her after you officially become president. So, I also invited her to be our guest at Harper Group. I did it out of good intentions. To my surprise, she went crazy after she left you. Preston clicked his tongue. Having a mental state like this is really worrying. Landon burned with anger from within. He disregarded the looks from everyone else, got to his feet, and dashed to the door. Landon. The meeting isn't over yet. Get back here. Cornelius shouted at him from behind. Landon stopped in his tracks. He glared piercingly at Preston. Preston's smile froze on his face. That glance made him feel like he had fallen into the abyss. Chapter 1793. Within Solana City, Harper Group stood as an economic giant, second only to the domineering Beckett Group. The skyscraper was tens of stories high and had more than 1,000 rooms. Landon thought about how Lauren was being secretly locked in one of the rooms. He couldn't imagine the kind of fear and suffering that she was going through. A tremor seized Landon's hands, all 10 fingers vibrating uncontrollably. A white-hot ache lanced through his entire body, twisting and searing its way to his heart, threatening to rip it from his chest. Preston was not going to reveal Lauren's location to him. He wanted to hide his most cherished treasure from him so that he could feel the pain in his heart. He wanted to aggravate and infuriate him. But what he really couldn't believe was Angelina was skilled. It wouldn't be a problem for her to go against 10 or even 20 other people on her own. Moreover, she had a gun on her. She wouldn't hesitate to kill Preston's men on the spot at any crucial moment. He couldn't understand how the weaklings under Preston were able to break into his house and get Lauren out, even under Angelina's watch. They even brought her to Harper Group without Landon finding out. Have you checked the surveillance footage? Landon sprinted through the corridor. His throat felt dry and painful at the same time. Jordan, his new secretary, followed closely behind him. Through gritted teeth, Jordan explained, "I have, but none of the surveillance captured Madame Lauren. This shows that the people who brought Madame Lauren to Harper Group are extremely familiar with the place. I'm sure that it was done by an internal party. I'm just afraid that it might have been a combined effort between internal and external parties." Landon exclaimed in a raspy and furious tone. As he dialed Angelina's number, he remarked, "Otherwise, Preston wouldn't even have such capability to do so." Contrary to his expectation, Angelina's cell was off. Landon's chest tightened as he broke out in a cold sweat. The situation might be even worse than he had imagined. "Jordan, gather all the manpower you can and search every single room. Whoever finds Lauren will be rewarded greatly." Landon's order erupted from his throbbing chest in a shout. His pale lips trembled, and his breathing grew uneven. "Also, call the cops. Angelina is in danger." Jordan acknowledged immediately, "Got it, Mr. Landon." Carefully, Landon tried to recall the layout of the room where Lauren was being held. The room's layout was rather odd. The color of the walls and the furniture in the room were quite different from the other rooms in the building. Preston wanted to rile him up, so he certainly was not going to make it easy for him to find her. In other words, the secret room was a place where Preston had confidence that Landon wasn't going to be able to locate. This, however, gave Landon a clue. He suddenly remembered that the topmost floor was closed to the public as it was an area specifically for the chairman. It was highly likely that Lauren was being held captive there. He took the elevator up to the topmost floor speedily. He ran like a madman while he called out Lauren's name at the same time. His voice had turned hoarse and the sound of Lauren's name became distorted. All of a sudden, Landon stopped in his tracks. To his surprise, there was a thin, dark gap in the bright-colored wall at the end of the quiet corridor. At the same time, Lauren's favorite teddy bear plushie was neatly arranged on the ground, leaning against the wall. The arrangement resembled how Lauren would sit on the couch every night, eagerly awaiting his return home. Landon entered the room, bathed in glaring white light. Lauren was lying still on the ground, just like a broken doll. The white dress that she was wearing looked like feathers that were about to scatter once the wind blew. Lauren. Landon's entire body was shaking uncontrollably. He rushed toward Lauren and knelt by her side. He picked her limp body up from the ground and hugged her close to his chest. "Lauren. I'm here, I'm here. You're all right. Everything is okay now." He started talking incoherently through his chattering teeth. Tears flowed from his eyes as he cried, both inwardly and outwardly. Lauren's eyes fluttered open. Her gaze was unfocused and blank. Chapter 1794. Lauren's lips were pale and her eyes were red and swollen. With much difficulty, she opened her mouth to speak and only managed to make a sound after a while. "Landon. What took you so long? What took you so long? So long?" Every single time she questioned him in that weak voice of hers, Landon felt like he was being shot in the heart. He was consumed by regret and suffering. He tried to answer her. But he was unable to get a single word out. Something bad happened to Angie. Angie. Will she die? Lauren thought about the image that she saw on the screen. In an instant, her eyes widened in fear and her entire body started convulsing in Landon's arms. Landon was scared out of his wits. Even every breath pained him. He answered, "No. Angelina will be fine. I'll take you to the hospital immediately, Lauren." Simultaneously, the board meeting was dismissed after such a big ruckus. Only Cornelius and Preston were left in the meeting room. "See, Dad? That lady from the Beckett family is a complete psycho. Despite being so beaten up that his entire face was swollen, Preston was still smearing Lauren. He clenched his teeth and continued, "It would be so unlucky for us if a woman like that married into our family. In the future, all of Solana City will be saying that we are the Beckett family's lapdog. They will say that we were willing to suck up to them just to get their sick daughter to marry into our family. How fucking disgusting is that?" Cornelius wore a serious expression, his lips downturned in a clear sign of displeasure. He agreed with what Preston had said. "Dad, today's board meeting was such an important one. I can't believe that Landon abandoned everyone here just to look for that crazy woman. What does he think the board meeting is for? Did he even show you any respect? Do you think that he's worthy of the position as the company's president?" Preston asked angrily. Cornelius gave him the side eye. "If Landon isn't worthy of the position, then you do." Preston choked on his words. He didn't know how to respond. "I am your father. Do you think that I'm unaware of your capabilities and what you have in your mind? I might be old, but I'm not senile. Rather than having the Harper Group end up in your hands, I should just bury myself before winter comes." A ball of fury rose within Preston. At the end of the day, Cornelius was still biased toward Bill's son. He had put in so much effort to get rid of Bill, yet, his son was now in his way. He felt extremely regretful. Back then, he shouldn't have shown any mercy. He should have gotten rid of Landon while he was still a child. If he had done so, he wouldn't end up with endless troubles like these. Preston gathered his thoughts. Since he had no hope of getting the president position, he needed to tear Landon and Lauren apart, preventing their marriage from ever taking place. Landon had stolen his power, so he had to take away his lover. Only then would this be fair and satisfying. "Dad, based on today's situation, I think Landon has no intention to give up on that Beckett lady at all." The look in Landon's eyes became villainous. "You should know Landon. If he is set on marrying her, there's no changing his mind. We might not have been able to change his mind in the past. But now, it seems like our intervention would be unnecessary." "Do you mean that? If the video of Ms. Lauren's meltdown spreads publicly and causes an uproar, do you think that Javier would still agree to her marrying into our family?" Cornelius scoffed. "When that time comes, I'm afraid that Javier and Landon's best friend, Jasper, won't be standing by his side." Preston clapped his hands in glee, his palms turning red from the force. He shot Cornelius a thumbs up, letting out a satisfied click of his tongue. Experience does count for something, doesn't it? Maybe I can pick your brain sometime in the future. Chapter 1795. After coming out from Harper Corporation, Preston made a call to Zoe the moment he got into his car. "You are indeed a genius, Zoe. How did you come up with such a well-crafted plan? I'm sorry that I raised my voice at you previously. I've told you that I won't disappoint you, Uncle Preston. Just listen to me next time and you'll have good days ahead of you," Zoe boasted lightheartedly. That mastermind was amazing. Even if she had three heads, she wouldn't have been able to come up with a detailed and evil scheme like this. "Oh, right. There's something that I have to tell you." Preston grinned slyly. "It's about what you said last time. You said that if we released the video of Lauren having a meltdown, we wouldn't have to get our hands dirty." "Oh? Are you telling me that Grandpa intends to separate the lovebirds himself?" This time, Zoe was quick off the mark. "You're smart." In his luxury car, Preston crossed his legs relaxedly. He sipped on the tea that his secretary had prepared for him. "Dad will be the one taking action. Since this is the case, he will be the one to take the hit even if Landon wants to take his revenge. We won't be implicated. But Zoe, I'm just afraid that this will not curb Landon's determination to marry Ms. Lauren. He is willing to do anything. Well, even if he wishes to marry her, she might not feel the same." Zoe sneered. "I have a backup plan to ensure that his dream is completely crushed. Don't worry. Lauren lost consciousness on the way to the hospital. Landon stayed by her side the entire time while she underwent various body checks." He stared blankly as Lauren's limp body was being moved about like a soulless puppet. His heart broke again and again. Tears flowed down his face uncontrollably. After repeated testing, the doctor finally came out of the emergency room. He reported, "Mr. Harper, your wife doesn't have any physical wounds on her body, nor were there any signs of assault." Landon's eyes were wide and filled with surprise. "Then, why is she?" "It's probably because she experienced great psychological distress which caused somatization. Other than that, she was too agitated, anxious, and terrified. These resulted in her experiencing a tightness in her chest and shortness of breath. Hence, she showed signs of respiratory alkalosis. That's why she ended up convulsing and passing out." The doctor had a concerned look on his face. "What you need now is to pay more attention to your wife's psychological condition. I am not a psychiatrist, but I can tell that her condition doesn't look very optimistic. You should transfer her to a psychiatric hospital and get her checked as soon as possible." There was a quiver in Landon's pupils as his heart dropped. Preston didn't hurt Lauren. No, from the very beginning, he never intended to harm her physically. Instead, he wanted to break her mentally. He knew about Lauren's autism. Hence, he took an evil approach to cause her to have a complete breakdown. "Mr. Landon." Jordan rushed to Landon's side and wiped off the sweat on his forehead. "We found Ms. Angelina." "Where is she?" Landon asked in a trembling voice. His heart was racing. His mind was extremely tense. He was afraid that Jordan was about to tell him yet another devastating news. Jordan tried to catch his breath. He said, "It's quite complicated. I think, you should just wait for her to come over and explain to you in person." So, Angie is still alive. Landon felt like he could breathe a little better now. In his life, Lauren surpassed everything. And, Angelina was his most trusted subordinate. She was his comrade and someone closer to him than family. If anything happened to Angelina, Mr. Landon. Chapter 1796. A voice, raspy and weak, sliced through the air behind Landon and Jordan. They both turned around immediately. To their surprise, they saw Angelina on crutches a distance away from them. She was limping toward them with much difficulty. Landon's pupils constricted. "Miss Angie. What happened to you?" Jordan's face ran pale in fright. He rushed forward to support her. Angelina tried her best to bear with the pain. She shook her head slightly. "I'm fine." "What do you mean you're fine? Your leg is badly injured. How can you bandage it up so simply? What if your wound gets infected? You might become handicapped." Jordan's heart ached for her. He was on the brink of tears. When they were young, Jordan and Angelina met at training camp. No explanation was needed for how close they were. That's not important. The most important thing is that Madame Lauren. Madame. Angelina felt so terrible that she couldn't string her sentences together. Tears welled up in her eyes as she stared at Landon's pale face. "Lauren is physically fine. It's just that she was in huge distress, so she's still unconscious at the moment," Jordan explained in a low voice. He looked glum. In an instant, Angelina started crying her eyes out. She had been by Lauren's side for so long. How could she not know what mental distress could do to Lauren? Landon slowly approached her. In a hoarse voice, he questioned, "What happened to your leg?" "It's nothing. Tell me the truth." "I'm sorry, Mr. Landon." Angelina refused to share more with him. She hung her head low. "I didn't protect Madame Lauren well. I'm useless. It's better if you set up tighter security and hire an even better bodyguard for Madame Lauren. I'm not competent enough for this." "What are you saying, Ms. Angie?" Out of the entire Harper Group and all the security companies in the entire country, how many female bodyguards are there who are better than you? Even male bodyguards might not possess the same skills as you do. With a few phrases, Jordan hit the nail on the head. Other than Jasper and Axel, who graduated from the military academy, it was difficult to think of another person who had such formidable skills to cause such harm to Angelina. Nothing would have changed even if Landon had swapped a few different bodyguards. The attacker was not someone under Mr. Cornelius or Preston. "I can recognize their men. Even if I couldn't recognize them, I believe that they do not possess such skill." Angelina broke out in a cold sweat as she gave it some careful thought. "I think the man was a hitman." Landon's gaze turned frigid. He clasped his hands together tightly. "But the weird thing is that he didn't do anything to Madame Lauren or me. He stabbed me in the leg only to prevent me from stopping him from taking Madame Lauren away. Angelina knitted her brows tightly. After that, I was blindfolded. I'm not sure where I was transported to. Then, they abandoned me by the roadside. They did everything you can think of to me. Landon's mind raced. Even though his chest hurt, his thoughts became clearer. Even if that man wasn't Preston's subordinate, I'm sure that he still acted under Preston's instruction. Otherwise, there's no way that he could have entered Harper Group so easily. He even brought Lauren into that room before leaving without anyone knowing. He also recalled how there was a huge screen in that room. All of a sudden, his chest tightened. Perhaps, through the screen, Lauren had watched the scene where Angelina was being kidnapped. That would explain why she lost control of her emotions and had a mental breakdown. However, what was Preston's motive for putting in so much effort? Was it for the sole purpose of dissing him at the board meeting? Suddenly, Landon's phone rang. It was Jasper calling. "Hey, Jasper," Landon answered in an exhausted voice as he put his palm to his head. "Landon, the Harper Group gave Lauren a huge present, didn't they?" As he was consumed by anger, Jasper's voice became raspy and icy. "Is that the proposal gift from the Harpers?" Chapter 1797. Landon's mind was muddled. He didn't understand what Jasper was saying at that moment. "I don't get you, Jasper. Mr. Harper. I have bad news." Jordan handed his phone to Landon in terror. His hands were shaking. Someone exposed the video of Madame Lauren having a meltdown. It's spreading like wildfire on the internet. It has already been reshared 200,000 times. In an instant, all the blood drained from Angelina's face. She dropped her crutches onto the floor. Landon stared straight at the screen. His eyes widened before they turned red in trepidation. The muscles in his entire body tensed up and he started trembling. Jasper's angry voice sounded once again. Landon, however, only felt like Jasper's voice was coming from a faraway place. "Why? Did Lauren have a meltdown? Who filmed that video and put it up on the internet? Didn't you say that you would take good care of my sister? Didn't you assign people to protect her? What's going on with you, Landon? Have you been consumed by the power that your so-called most important woman is now secondary to you?" Landon felt like he had a lump stuck in his throat. All he could taste was bitterness at the back of his tongue. "Say something. Are you trying to feign ignorance now?" Jasper growled. Although Jasper was enraged that such a major incident had happened, he couldn't bring himself to suggest something as cruel as separation. Jasper had experienced it himself. He believed that Landon was in love with Lauren. Landon loved Lauren just like how Jasper himself loved Alyssa. He knew the pain of separation all too well. Without a doubt, the feeling was like having one's flesh cut over and over without giving it time to heal. However, Jasper was also at a loss now. Lauren and Alyssa were different. Alyssa was a fighter who could fight alongside him. She also had a strong background and a loving family. She could afford to fight the fight and was not afraid of losing. Lauren, on the other hand, what did she have? She was no match for them. Nevertheless, was the current version of Landon capable of protecting her? Being in love didn't guarantee happiness. I will handle this, Jasper. Please believe me. I know who it was who exposed it. I know who the mastermind is. I will deal with them. Landon's eyes were quivering and the tears in his eyes blurred his vision. Even his breathing was uneven. Whoever harms Lauren, deserves to die. Landon, what's the point of that? Jasper's deep voice sounded bitter. The mastermind has achieved their goal. That video has spread across the internet and everyone in the country has found out that Lauren isn't a typical woman. The video had been reshared a few hundred thousand times. Soon, the number of resharies would exceed a million, and tens of millions of people would have seen the clip. It was impossible to delete all the videos. This was already out of their control. Not only that, Grandpa Newton and Javier have already found out about it. Grandpa Newton almost collapsed. Lice has gone to accompany him now. Jasper tried his best to suppress the pain in his heart. He croaked, "Grandpa Newton wants to take Lauren home. I will go to you now and bring Lauren back." Landon turned a deaf ear to Jasper. His gaze was unfocused and bleary. If I had known that this was the outcome, I shouldn't have become the president. Landon, that is not the solution. Harper Group came from your father's efforts. In order to avenge your father, you're not going to allow Preston to get a hold of the corporation. So, it is just a matter of time before you engage in a fight for power. The enemy will only attack you at your weakest point. In your case, Lauren is your only weakness. Jasper exhaled softly. Landon, you can't win over both your family and lover at the same time. Even if you love someone, it doesn't mean that they will be suitable for you. It also doesn't guarantee you happiness. Within a few short hours, the entire country had found out about one of the Beckett's daughters being neuroatypical. No matter how the Beckett's tried to moderate the comments and delete the videos, the public had formed their opinions. There was no more turning back. No wonder the Beckett's never brought Ms. Lauren out in public. It was because they didn't want her to bring shame upon their family. Humph. That's karma indeed. That bitch, Sophia, committed too many evil deeds. Her own daughter is now paying the price. Why wasn't Betty the one who went nuts? What a pity. Do we still need to see Betty go crazy? She's insane enough as she is. I've got to say, Mr. Landon is such a purist in love. He is willing to marry someone with a mental condition? I'm touched. They should just forget about it. Is there even real love in marriage alliances between the wealthy? Haven't you all seen the recent news? Landon is about to become Harper Group's president. He's not marrying Lauren because of love. He's doing so for the dough. He's using the Beckett Group's background to find his footing in the business world. Shameless. Betty lay on the bed. She scrolled through the comments while applying her sheet facial mask. She rolled around with glee. Her happiness didn't last for long. Her iPad slipped from her hands and smacked onto her face. Her lips turned purple and her recently reconstructed sharp nose became slightly skewed. She yelped in pain and sat up on the bed. Right at that moment, Zoe happened to call her. Betty covered her nose and answered the phone. In a furious tone, she asked, "What is it?" It is a time to celebrate. Why are you still so grumpy? Can't you feel a little happier? Why are you being such a bummer? Zoe questioned in her usual, casual voice. Betty harumphed. Although that bitch's embarrassing side has been exposed, Landon is still not going to marry me. There's nothing much to be happy about if you think about it. Even though Betty was feeling overjoyed deep down, she didn't want to show too much of her feelings to Zoe. You shouldn't be too greedy. If it wasn't for my help, you would have been oppressed by that stupid sister of yours. Would you still be able to dream of becoming the president's wife? Only when pigs fly. Through gritted teeth, Betty snarled, "Do you think that you succeeded by your efforts? How would things have gone so smoothly if I hadn't given you that diagnostic report?" That said, Landon is not someone who would give up easily. Despite us causing all this commotion, he would still be determined to marry Lauren. So, you and I still have to go for a home run. From your side, you have to continue fanning the flames with Mr. Javier. As for me, I have my plans too. Betty could hear the faint sound of Zoe making out with someone. The slimy sounds gave her goosebumps. What are your plans? Zoe asked with a hint of flirtatiousness in her voice. Come over to Middleton Resort in the West. We'll talk more when we meet. Chapter 1798. Despite Landon's objections, Jasper brought an unconscious Lauren back to Crescent Bay. The major incident had caused an uproar. Newton's first reaction wasn't to grumble about Lauren embarrassing the Becketts. All he thought of was to bring his granddaughter back to his side to love and protect her. All he wanted was to shield her from the gossip coming from the outside world. As Lauren had experienced a massive shock, she was injected with another shot of sedative. With tears in his eyes, Newton watched as she slept soundly. Lauren looked as if nothing had even happened. Lauren. I'm the useless one. I wasn't able to protect you. Newton choked as he reached out with his trembling hands to caress Lauren's cheeks. He was filled with regret. Don't worry, Grandpa. Alyssa's eyes were red and moist. Lauren isn't just loved by you, but also by Jasper and I. Jasper and I will get to the bottom of this. She clasped her hands together tightly and cracked her knuckles loudly. I will find everyone who was involved in hurting Lauren like this. I will make sure that they pay a painful price. Alyssa never went back on her words. She always walked the talk. This is the Harper family's handiwork. Newton might be an elderly with a frail body, but he had a clear mind. He clenched his teeth and continued, even if they're not willing to have Lauren marry into their family, they still shouldn't abuse her like that. What's so big about the Harper group that they dared to bully my granddaughter? I don't need you to take any action on this, Alyssa. I will handle it myself. Alyssa's chest tightened. She was worried about Lauren, but she was also worried that Newton's rage would take a toll on his health. Ben knocked on the door and entered hurriedly. He had a concerned look in his eyes. Mr. Newton, there's a call for you. I'm not available to talk to anyone. I'm spending time with Lauren. It's Mr. Cornelius. Newton's eyes reddened. He snatched the phone from Ben and put it to his ear. Now that it has come to this, what else do you have to say? Cornelius sounded very friendly. Mr. Newton, it's so heartbreaking that something like this happened. The person who exposed the video is so despicable that it sends chills down my spine. You old bastard. Stop trying to pretend that you're innocent. Newton's bloodshot eyes were bulging with anger. He gripped the armrest of his wheelchair so tightly that the veins on his hands were popping. The video was leaked from within your Harper group. I wouldn't be surprised if you were the one who orchestrated all this. Why, you? Anger surged within Cornelius that he almost couldn't catch his breath. He coughed. I know what you're thinking of. You're as blind as a bat, so you don't see the good in my precious granddaughter. But Lauren also has other options other than marrying into your family. I wouldn't even have considered Landon if he wasn't the one who pursued her so relentlessly. You are a heartless bastard. Rather than finding some place to wait for death, you misbehaved and exploited a 20-year-old young woman. Aren't you ashamed? So what if you're from a big and wealthy family? You're just a damn bastard. Newton babbled on without giving Cornelius a chance to argue. Alyssa was thrilled as she listened to Newton's lecture. Yet, this was far from enough. Alyssa was now the KS Group's president. When it came to business dealings in the future, she would obstruct Harper Group's ways and take away all their projects and resources. Bit by bit, she would suffocate them within the confines of Solana City until they perished. She couldn't care less even if Landon became Harper Group's president in the future. Harper Group was of utmost importance to Cornelius and Preston. The more they were concerned about it, the more she would want to ruin it. That would be the price they had to pay for messing with Lauren. Cornelius regained the evenness of his breath. In the end, he was not going to pretend to comply with Newton. He argued back with Newton, "Ha. For the sake of Landon and Lauren, I was just calling to check up on you. Instead, you treated my goodwill for ill intentions and gave me such a dressing down. You don't think that Landon is worth it? Since your granddaughter is so sick and crazy that she has no clue what's going on, she's also not fit to marry into our family. This marriage is over. If you have so much time and energy to bicker with me, you might as well take Lauren to the doctor. Hey." Cornelius hung up speedily. Newton was so enraged that his face puffed red. Ben served up some hot tea to him immediately. At the same time, Alyssa helped to massage Newton's head to help relieve him of some of his emotional pressure. Alyssa's gaze was frigid. "Grandpa, Cornelia simply called you to break off the marriage alliance between both families. He was just trying to provoke you. Don't be mad. Just let him bluster. Their tears will come soon enough," comforted Alyssa. Chapter 1799. "I don't need that bastard to make a sound. I will not allow Lauren to marry into that hellhole." In an angry voice, Newton instructed Ben, "Ben, make it known that the Beckett Group will not have any business relations with the Harper Group moving forward. If I find out that any of our business partners have any association with Harper Group, we will not partner with them anymore. We shall see if there's anyone else who still doesn't understand our stance." Ben nodded seriously. "On it, Mr. Newton." "Grandpa." Jasper frowned. He walked to Alyssa's side with an air of frigidity around him. "Landon is here. He's right outside. He wants to see you and Lauren. Tell him to scram. Newton waved. Alyssa and Jasper looked at each other helplessly. They were aware that Newton didn't actually hate Landon. However, it was true that he hadn't protected her properly. It was also a fact that he was Cornelia's grandson. Undeniably, he would feel some resentment. I'm afraid that he will never leave if he doesn't get to see you and Lauren, Jasper spoke up in a deep voice. Newton continued to stare at Lauren and didn't say another word. It was obvious what his stance was. In the courtyard of the villa, the air was tense. That night, there was a sudden drop in the temperature. The rain continued to fall and the coldness was chilling to the bone. Landon stood in the rain resolutely. His pale face was whiter than snow. He was only wearing a thin suit. After standing there for over an hour, his hair and body were drenched. He felt as if countless nails were being driven into his muscles and his bones. He had assigned Jordan to deal with the aftermath of the incident. Angelina, on the other hand, had insisted on coming over with Landon after she cleaned up her wound briefly. She didn't mind if she wasn't able to meet Lauren on this night. She was satisfied by just being able to watch over her from afar. After waiting in silence for a long while, Landon's entire body had become stiff and numb. Then, he saw a pair of charming figures approaching them with an open umbrella. Mr. Landon, it's Mr. Jasper and Ms. Alyssa. Angelina uttered weakly. She could barely stand behind Landon. Her chapped lips had already turned purple from the cold. Jasper carried a black umbrella and had a glum expression on his face. Two thirds of the umbrella was covering Alyssa while half of his own body was exposed to the rain. I heard that you got hurt, Angelina. How are you? Alyssa disregarded Landon completely. She focused her concerned gaze on Angelina's pale face. I'll take a look at your injury later, she offered. I'm fine. Thank you for offering, Ms. Alyssa, Angelina choked. Her incompetence had resulted in Lauren suffering mental distress. She should be thankful that she was still alive. She was too embarrassed to receive any grace from Alyssa. It's all right. It's no trouble at all. Come in with me in a bit. You can stay here for the night, Alyssa said in a gentle voice. She didn't sound like she blamed her at all. Angelina's pupils constricted. Ms. Alyssa. We think that Lauren witnessed what had happened to you. That's why she became so overwhelmed. Jasper put his arm around Alyssa's waist. He continued in a warm voice, I'm sure that Lauren will feel a lot better when she wakes up and sees that you're fine. You want to be by her side too, don't you? Thank you, Mr. Jasper. Thank you, Ms. Alyssa. Angelina bowed deeply. Tears started streaming down her cold cheeks silently. Sean walked over. Upon receiving Alyssa's instruction, he showed Angelina the way into the villa. Mr. Landon. Angelina longed to see Lauren, but she couldn't bear to leave Landon standing right here either. Anxiousness flashed across her eyes and she found herself in a dilemma. Go ahead. It's more important that you keep Lauren company, Landon said. His voice was extremely raspy. Angelina followed Sean's lead and left the courtyard. Right after they left, Alyssa pulled herself away from Jasper's embrace. She ran toward Landon in the rain. She glared at him through her bloodshot eyes. All of a sudden, she grabbed him by his drenched collar. Chapter 1800 Lies. Jasper became alarmed. Landon was such a tall man. At this moment, his body was leaning forward feebly as Alyssa yanked at him. It was as if he had no backbone and was going to break into pieces at any moment. Landon. You didn't give Lauren any freedom. You said that was to protect her. And, what was the end result? You ended up ruining everything anyway. You didn't even manage to ensure her basic physical safety. Tears welled up in Alyssa's eyes. She was furious and saddened at the same time. You think that you are a great man who's willing to sacrifice your all for Lauren. But have you lost anything at all? All these while, Lauren was the only one who kept giving. Jasper held his breath. He saw that Alyssa was standing in the rain, so he decided to give up on the umbrella and join her. One was the love of his life. The other was his brother from another mother. He couldn't bring himself to take a side, so he decided that it was best for him to remain neutral. It was Lauren who sacrificed her freedom. She put her reputation at stake to be together with you, even though she could have chosen to be our sister. She could have been that younger sister who never aged and never had to lift a finger. But she chose to follow you during her prime years and give her everything for you. She chose to grow up quickly for your sake. For your sake. She learned how to be a good wife. Without her even realizing it, Alyssa's face was already covered in tears while she rebuked Landon. She has tried her hardest to cater to you and to compromise. She has already done everything she could to avoid causing you any trouble. But ultimately, at the end of the day, why was this the outcome? What did Lauren do wrong? Why did she deserve to be tormented in this way? Alyssa's queries pierced through Landon's heart. In a second, Landon felt like infinite cracks had formed in his aching heart. His lips were trembling. He opened his mouth to speak but was unable to form a complete sentence despite trying his best. It was my bad. It was all me. He apologized again and again. His tears mixed with the raindrops on his face. Gone was the vibrant spark that once flickered in his eyes, now hidden beneath a curtain of wet, tangled strands. Landon was someone who was uniquely exuberant in all of Solana City. At this point, he was so crestfallen that Jasper could barely recognize him. Last time. No matter what I gave her, she would be happy. She said that she loved me. She wanted to be with me forever. That's because Lauren has never known how to say no. It's because no matter what she does, she always comes from a place of wanting to make you happy. Alyssa gave him a hard shove. She pushed him with so much force that he fell hard onto the ground. Lauren had wanted to make him happy. Landon had always said that he wanted to love Lauren for the rest of his life. Those few words were massive insults to him. He just realized that he was the one who was being loved. What he thought was affectionate love was, in fact, the loving home that Lauren had built for him. She had done so through grievance and suffering, and with that kind heart of hers. Landon feels sorry for his mistakes now, lies. He also loves Lauren very much, Jasper said very softly. He removed his suit jacket and put it on Alyssa's shoulders. Lauren's world is very simple and pure. She has no absolute idea about deceitful, treacherous power struggles. All she wants is to live a simple life. Alyssa rubbed her swollen eyes and sniffled. Yet, right now, you have already gotten her involved. She doesn't even have the strength to fight back. Since she was young, she has never berated anyone. How would she be able to bear with the maliciousness of the Harpers? Right now, she hasn't even married into your family. Even so, the Harpers have already schemed against her in such a cruel way. If she married you in the future, she would only end up being worn down by those evil schemes again and again. Will you be able to live under such mental stress for your entire life? As long as you hold the position of power, those assholes in your family will not stop trying to attack her. Sooner or later, she will lose it again. The plutocrats weren't a single, unified family. They were a flock of vultures, circling each other, their wealth and influence a corrupting force that only amplified their negativity. A warm and peaceful family like the Taylors was truly one of a kind. I'll do it. After much time had passed, Landon finally spoke up. In a shaky voice, he said, I will handle the Harpers. I love Lauren, Lice. I cannot live without her. Please don't separate us. Can you? Give me another chance. Just one last chance. Can you? It was obvious that he was begging her. Alyssa lowered her eyes and shook her head. That's not my say. I'm also not the one in control.